Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, October 12, 2017. The FBI has opened an investigation into Harvey Weinstein for sex crimes, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the saint who was buried next to St. Rita of Cascia. The Boy Scouts of America have opened the way for girls to be admitted in 2018, and a mother who failed to vaccinate her son went to jail, then lost primary custody of him. The Daily Mail is reporting that President Donald Trump's Justice Department has given orders to the FBI to open an investigation into 65-year-old disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein for sex crimes. This move by the Justice Department enables the FBI to determine whether Weinstein broke any federal laws. Weinstein is said to have boarded a plane yesterday to attend a sexual addiction rehabilitation facility in Arizona. At least three women have alleged that Weinstein raped them, and around 30 have accused him of sexual assault. Yesterday, the New York Post reported that Weinstein's wife, Georgina Chapman, has left him and is leaning on friend Huma Abedin, who has a little experience with these issues. The New York Daily News reports that Los Angeles police responded to Weinstein's daughter Remy's house after a call in which she claimed he was suicidal and depressed, but police determined that no suicidal remarks were made. Former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has stated that she will donate the $5,400 he donated to her campaign to charity. Today's quote of the day comes from G.K. Chesterton. We must leave people, each one, their right to make their own decision. And that is hard. But let us remember that God has been doing that for each one of us for a very long time. None of us can see all ends, but He can. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Blessed Maria Teresa Fascia. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today. At mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Born in Genoa in 1881 to a middle-class family in Genoa, Maria Giovanna Fascia received confirmation of her call to religious life after attending the canonization of St. Rita of Cascia by Pope Leo XIII. Maria's family was not so receptive to her religious vocation. She was accepted into the Order of St. Augustine on Christmas Day 1906 and took the name Maria Teresa at her profession 1 year later. She was well respected in her convent and was made abbess from 1920 until her death in 1947. Aside from spreading devotion to St. Rita of Cascia, Blessed Maria Teresa's passion was the construction of an orphanage for girls, which began in 1925 and was completed in 1938. She was diagnosed with a malignant breast tumor and referred to it as her treasure and the most beautiful gift to her from Jesus. Her struggles with diabetes and asthma also caused her great suffering. Maria Teresa Fascia died in 1947, and she was buried next to St. Rita of Cascia. Blessed Maria Teresa Fascia, pray for us. The Boy Scouts of America announced yesterday that in 2018, the organization will start accepting girls into the Cub Scouts, and coming up with a program for older girls by 2019 will enable them to reach the respected and coveted rank of Eagle Scout. The New York Times reports that while many women celebrated this decision, the Girl Scouts did not agree, stating that girls flourish in all female groups. Boy Scout Chief Scout Executive Michael Serbaugh.
Our families are looking for a way to involve both their sons and their daughters in a program. So we've been looking for years at the educational value. Is Cub Scouting, the content, the curriculum, is it as relevant for little girls as it is little boys? And educators and our parents have said it absolutely is. You know, many times you have farm towns that only have, you know, 10 or 12 kids in the whole town available. If you have boys and girls, the likelihood is you can run a very successful pack. But if you're boys only, it's pretty challenging.
Detroit mother Rebecca Bredow made the news last week when she was jailed for refusing a judge's order to vaccinate her 9-year-old son. Before the couple split, Bredow and the boy's father, James Home, were in agreement with Bredow's religious objections to not vaccinating the boy. For most of his life, Bredow has had sole custody of her son. When Home reconsidered his vaccination stance, he took Bredow to court. Oakland County Circuit Judge Karen McDonald ordered Bredow to vaccinate the boy within 7 days or go to jail for 7 days. She chose jail. James Home was given physical custody of the child while she served her sentence, and during that time he took his son in to catch him up on his vaccinations. Yesterday, the couple appeared back in court, and Bredow was delivered another blow by having sole custody taken from her, and the custody of the boy will now be split between the two.
I'm in shock because I was expecting to get him home today.
Do you still stand by your choices that you made beforehand?
I do, absolutely. I still stand by my choices because I stand up for what I believe in.
All these years, coming up almost on 10 years, 9 full years, that she's been the primary custodian. Now the court and the referee have recommended that it be 50-50 custody. And certainly we'll be filing objections to that.
In this Celestial Musings, I wish to comment on the Harvey Weinstein story. At first, I was hesitant to cover it at all, because I felt it was one of those stories that are more of a distraction from the truly important goings-on out there. I do, however, have a couple of things I would like to say. I hope Mr. Weinstein gets the help he needs and comes to learn that he is loved by God, and that God has a purpose for him and a plan for his happiness that has nothing to do with hurting others. I hope that in the airings of women's experiences, and especially through the use of the undercover audio that is going around, that women who are being similarly harassed will hear it and recognize that they are not alone, that they should not stand for that treatment, and that they themselves will extricate themselves from abusive situations. I also hope that the sexually abusive men out there will look at Mr. Weinstein and recognize themselves in him, and realize the wrong they do and seek help for themselves. May God bring healing to all who perpetrate and suffer from sexual abuse. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.